What's up, everyone? It's another Mental Model Monday. I'm digging this beat. Gets me feeling like singing, maybe even dropping a bar or two, getting into a freestyle. But let me get back on track here. I was on a 16-mile run this weekend, thinking about, one of the things I thought about. I was thinking about how the word virus has become so popular over the last year. Everywhere you go, both offline and online, and even while running through the trail, you'll hear someone talk about the virus. There's a virus that isn't discussed enough. This virus is also dangerous. It lets you keep your body, but it takes your mind. It controls your past. It can control your future. But here's the good news. You don't need to quarantine. You don't need a vaccine. You don't need any medication. Instead, with this virus, the antidote requires a fundamental shift in your mind. Now you're probably wondering, what is this virus that Julian's talking about? It's the virus of tolerance. Some call it settling. Some call it averageness. Others call it complacency. And some call it being stuck in the middle. As Malcolm X states, that which you do not hate, you will eventually tolerate. Here's the thing about tolerance and complacency. Life isn't so painful that you're desperate for a change. Life also isn't so rich that you're preserving what you have. When you're suffering from this virus, you're essentially given an anesthetic before hitting the operating room. Over time, you become more immune and dull to what you're becoming. You create these explanations, and you tolerate things that you never thought was tolerable. It's only a few pounds. It's only one drink. It's only one day. It's only one call. It's only one date night. Compound interest can serve as a positive or a negative. Your weight, your energy, your performance, they don't fall apart overnight. They slowly drift away. It's so slow that it acts as a slow asphyxiation, where you don't even realize it's drifting away over time. The virus of tolerance and complacency is the silent killer to your human potential, and especially your health and fitness. When you're not adapting and growing, you're moving in the opposite direction, which is becoming obsolete. You're dying, you're shrinking. There's no maintenance. There's no cruise control. Comfortability equates to you losing your edge, getting replaced, and packing on the pounds, as many have over the last year. Awareness is the first step to handling this virus, looking in the mirror, facing the demons, and not bullshitting yourself anymore. It can be painful and embarrassing, but only from a place of pain can the desire to change arise. Only from facing the poison can you start to turn it into medicine. Optimal health is an inside-out job. Becoming superhuman is an inside-out job. So this week, I want you to take some time and assess, what are you tolerating in your life? Where are you complacent? You're going to get out of life what you accept. So stay awesome, be limitless, and as always, go be superhuman. Peace.